interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Dummies, good morning, happy Friday. We did it, baby. We did it, baby. We might have unhealthy air quality, but we made it to Friday, baby.
Oh, my God. It's the most unhealthy.
Were you out in it yesterday?
No. I mean, yes, but not anything crazy, but
I'm
still, my throat feels it.
I'm hopeful it clears up today. I don't know if I can keep the kids inside for another day, so...
I mean, today should be all right, but go ahead. It'll be one of them life lessons. And then he comes home and goes, my throat.
Yeah.
Oh, my throat hurts so bad.
For days.
It'll hurt. Yep. And I don't want to hear one word of it because I told you no. Parents.
I've been telling him to go to the movies. Like, why don't we just all go to the movies? But he wants to go see that Odyssey movie. I don't want to watch a three-hour Matty Damon movie.
It's definitely going to be a three-hour
movie.
It
is. He showed me the time. I don't want to go sit and watch Matt Damon for 3 hours. I don't got nothing against Matt Damon, but...
No, that's where, like, as it starts, you pop an Eddie or something.
Oh, and then just kind of vibe out.
And then it's over, and then you're good.
Like, the Odyssey never really, like... I don't even know if I read that in school.
I read all those. It's what you just said. I don't want to see a 3 hour CGI
IMAX Matt Damon movie.
Like, I'm sure it's, I don't know, got cool moments, but it's, again, they're fake.
Yeah.
I know they're not really doing the things that they're doing, you know? So.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it'll do
either next week or in 2 weeks. He wants to go see the new Spider-Man movie. There's a new Spider-Man.
That looks good.
Do I want to see that? This isn't the Nicolas Cage thing. This is another. What is this one?
No, this is the one with Andrew Garfield. He's the Spider-Man.
Oh.
It's good. The last one they did was the one where
the Spider-Verse,
where they were all in it,
all right.
Where him and Tobey Maguire and the other guy were all like.
That's right. They all came back together and did the point. That's right. Uh-huh.
Tom Holland. That was the other guy. All three of them pointed at each other.
Everybody has played Spider-Man at some point. So,
they're all Spider-Man.
Yeah, it might be a movie day if you don't want to go out and breathe the air. We are live on a Friday. What do we got going on today? Well, busy day, as it's been busy all week. Five Finger Death Punch tickets coming up at the 7 o'clock hour.
Coming up.
We've got Georgia coming over. She's a lowrider influencer. She's over at the Nationals all weekend. She'll be stopping in.
So, hello.
You and I will be over at Hidden Gardens tomorrow from noon to 2. You got to check that out yesterday. Nice spot.
Cool,
nice spot.
Coolest floor you'll ever see.
Yeah, I saw the photos of that floor. It's like a poured epoxy thing.
It's one of those that you see on the internet.
It looks very slippery to me. I'm afraid to walk on it.
Nope.
I know it's not slippery, but it looks like I'm almost living life.
Right. Nope. Good grip.
We'll be over there tomorrow. Anything else going on? How's everybody else doing? You guys safe? You good?
We good.
You made it to the weekend. We got a busy weekend. Don't forget, tomorrow.
What's not going on?
Tomorrow from noon to 2, we'll be at the brand new Hidden Gardens over at 911 North Salina Street.
Yo, word.
911. The only emergency you need. Is Hidden Gardens.
And then once you have that emergency, we'll solve it.
What do they got for food over there? It's like Little Italy, right? I don't know what I've ever eaten over that way.
There's a bunch of things. It just kind of depends on like...
Like Francesca's is over there, but that's a sit-down restaurant. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll come see your boys tomorrow at noon.
On that flyer that he...
They had food trucks.
It did say that.
So now you got to tell me what food trucks are going to be there.
Right.
That'd be awesome.
It says it on that finder. I would imagine.
Biscotti Cafe's right there, Fuzz says.
There's a couple I can think of that'll probably be.
Come over and see your happy boys tomorrow, noon to 2. They're open at 10 a.m. They're open to like 1 a.m. on the weekends over there.
Yeah,
so if you're looking
hours.
For a spot that's open late, holy cow, Hidden Gardens, open late. Well, scientists find, Cody.
Where'd they find me?
No, they find that cannibalism might actually be bad for your health.
Oh.
Now, is anybody doing cannibalism? Like,
Define it.
You dabble?
Define it.
You've been known to dabble?
Yeah.
Because I don't know why, like, are there societies out there that I'm unaware of that are still eating their
eating their dead or maybe just eating people?
I don't know. Like I'm sure maybe some of the, I don't know if like any tribes do, but if they do, it's, I don't think it's like a fun time.
You're probably thinking, well, we stopped doing cannibalism because it was just taboo. We didn't want to keep eating our people. No. Scientist Michael or Mikhail and Peter, I'll say Michael and Peter. I'm not going to say the last names.
It's fine.
Used modeling to show that sustained cannibalism in history triggered population collapse through disease transmission. So it's not like we stopped eating our other people because it was weird and like, hey, maybe we shouldn't eat Dave. They were like, Dave's got all those diseases. We're going to get those diseases.
And they didn't care for a while. They were just like, yeah, so what? Dave's delicious.
Or it took them a while to figure it out. Like, you got to remember.
Yep.
We might have all the knowledge now, but back then we're like, no. How come I keep getting sick? I don't know. All we did was eat Dave.
I keep throwing up when we have people.
Who died from some weird disease. It's so random that I'm also ill. It doesn't make any sense.
He collapsed and died.
Mike and Peter said disease risk exponentially increases when cannibals consume other humans, as cooking cannot eliminate all human diseases.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Gross.
For something called the Kuru disease among Papua New Guinea's people was a documented example. Communities didn't curb cannibalism until they figured out, oh, if I eat people, I'm going to get that people sickness.
Oh, yeah. If I eat that weird gray thigh.
Yeah. And it's weird. You know there was somebody in that community this whole time who was like, we should stop eating people. And they're like, don't tell me.
Oh, my God. What a crazy person that guy is.
And then they all started getting sick. And they're like, you know what? Maybe we should stop eating people. I told you. What have I said? What have I said this whole time? Shouldn't be eating people.
All of a sudden, my chickens look real delicious.
Day two of your Syracuse Nationals opens today. It was open last night. Hope you guys got down there and had some fun.
Looked like it from the pics and stuff. Everyone's enjoying themselves.
All back to business today over the Great New York State Fairground, SyracuseNationals.com for tickets, information. Kids under 12 are free.
I bet today is like,
going to be a nice day. The air quality's better today.
The day.
It'll be the day, yeah.
Not 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Be a nice day to get over there. I own a car, but I'm also a killer.
I like to see classic cars.
Joe said 7 North was wild last night. That's awesome. Bird thaws today as well. I look forward to the big bird thaw event later on today.
Big bird thaw. I'm a frozen bird, but I'm also a killer.
We're doing Jason Statham in chat if you don't know what we're talking about. So, for someone who lives in pretty much 24/7 worry, I haven't been worried about this diarrhea parasite that's been going around. I haven't really even thought about it.
No.
I've been eating lettuce. I've been eating berries. I've been eating all of it.
It's one of those where you just got to be careful because it's out there, but it's not like, one in every three things of that.
I guess. Did we find the source? Like, meaning, have we recalled the things that could give us diarrheas, or are we still just...
Oh, I don't know.
...willy-nilly and out there?
I don't know.
Like, because normally when something like this happens, you track down, you go, okay, there's the source.
Yeah.
All these bag salads and all these berries.
Get rid of this whole thing.
Get rid of them.
But, yeah,
I haven't heard anything
find
about that.
What's got to be recalled?
The source of the diarrheas? Well, if you're trying to reduce your chances of getting hit with the diarrhea parasite, yesterday they think they found one of the sources, Katie says. All right, good. Good.
Okay.
I guess it came from the water they were rinsing these plants or spraying these things with. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Here's the things to avoid if you want to not get the diarrhea parasite.
I'd rather not.
And again, I've just been willy-nilly about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Bagged lettuce and salad kits. I got bagged lettuce at the house right now. I was putting it on sandwiches yesterday.
The only one I like is the spinach when I make the one thing that I make with that. So,
yeah,
I'm okay.
Some officials believe the source of the parasite could be lettuce, and it could be introduced in facilities where the lettuce is processed and packaged. Berries. Previous outbreaks of the poop thing.
Get them poops.
Have been caused by berries, specifically raspberries,
really?
Because it's hard to scrub a raspberry clean.
But how does it happen?
whatever the parasite that was in the water got in the berries, because raspberries have all the nooks and crannies, it's hard to get it out. But so it could be in there still.
That's just weird.
Fresh herbs, basil, and cilantro have been culprits in past outbreaks, so it makes sense to be cautious for now.
Yeah, word.
They also say bananas, whole unpeeled melons, avocados, canned or frozen fruits and vegetables. Foods need to be heated to 158 degrees to kill off the parasites.
Okay, so just make a bunch of pies.
You were eating strictly pies?
Well, I mean, you got to heat up these berries and melons and such.
Mm-hmm.
I can eat a pie.
Well, we have a bag of shredded lettuce that I fed my children last night. I hope they're well. I hope they're not pooping.
Ask them.
Hey, guys. Kids.
You guys pooping?
I hope they're all right because, my goodness, I'm being willy-nilly about this one.
But, like, if they're out in the wild, you can still eat them, right?
Don't quote me. I don't want to give out misinformation. But if you found raspberries in the wild, they probably haven't been sprayed with anything yet.
Like,
so,
the way that I forage for berries.
You're a different problem. You're just eating things off branches, and I don't know what that's going to do to you. That's a different disease.
I like a berry.
That'll give you a fever for a week that we won't understand.
No, none of that. I had berries after the fever.
I know you did.
So no berry fever.
Has anybody been hit with this? Like, is it around here? Like, does CNY have any of the reports of this?
I don't know. I just like that the food places are like, no more lettuce. Because, no offense, Taco Bell, that shred of lettuce inside a taco?
Yeah, we don't want that anyways.
Nobody in the world wants warm, slippery.
Yeah, we're doing lettuce. You a favor, Taco Bell. We don't Shreds. Want that lettuce in there, so get it out of there.
No.
Yeah, Fuzz is right. The berries cured your fever.
Yeah, see?
The berries cured it.
Exactly.
Science.
Uh-huh.
How do you make a name as the city's most compelling compact crossover? Well, the Lexus UX started with a refined suspension tuned for the streets. Then added a palette of distinctive, vibrant exterior colors. And kept it going with an available 12.3-inch touchscreen using our intuitive Lexus interface. The Lexus UX, engineered to fit in, designed to stand out. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
We made it to a variety.
So far.
Yeah, it raises money for the church this weekend. Okay. At the St. Patrick's Tip Hill Fest.
Is that new? Am I just an idiot?
Oh, it's been around for a while. I mean, you probably don't know much about, you know, what's going on Tip Hill.
No.
But there's a...
Interesting.
Yeah, this happens a lot.
So look at all the stuff there is to do.
Big fest happening up there this weekend.
Look at all the stuff there is to do.
I was hopefully seeing you guys tomorrow at Hidden Gardens.
See, more stuff to do.
Yeah, there's a lot going on this weekend.
It really is.
We'll be over at the Hidden Gardens grand opening tomorrow from noon to 2 p.m. We'll be guest bud tending. We'll help you shop for whatever products you might be looking into. We've probably tried them most.
I don't know, man. The amount of new things is so
cool. Yeah, the stuff you were showing last night was new brands I'd never heard of either.
And then there's that one tomorrow I'll have you look at, and then you can try to explain it to me like I'm a 5-year-old running a lemonade stand.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You said that one guy won 15 Bitcoin?
I don't really get how it works, but Bitcoins are involved, mystery amounts, and the most that the guy working there, one of the owners, I believe, has seen somebody win is 15 Bitcoins.
That's like $63,000. That's an exceptional amount of Bitcoin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I won that.
Yeah.
I won that.
Yeah.
How do I get $63,000?
You have to have somebody buy your Bitcoin, I guess. I don't mess with crypto.
That's so confusing.
I still don't trust it. I know people do. I don't trust it. But those of you that do, you know, good for you. But I think you have to, you know, you have that much Bitcoin. You put it up on one of these crypto exchanges.
Okay.
And someone will be like, I will buy your 15 Bitcoin.
Gotcha.
For $63,000 or whatever it is. So, all right.
But yeah, all of you take a gander at that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of stuff. Ton of cool
stuff.
A
lot of stuff going on. All right.
Yep.
Well, tech support places. Or reminding you not to refrigerate your electronics.
Yeah, but how do I make my fan cold? That way when the fan blows, ooh, it blows all the frost off on the moon.
I don't know how Is that true, Al Garrett, saying 15, one Bitcoin is 63,000? I don't know. I don't know the things. If your phone gets hot or your laptop gets hot, my balls was hot. That's a cool truck.
Yo!
That's some cool trucks going by right now. Blah, 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 blah.
Absolutely used to put my phone in the freezer when it would, because it would get wicked hot. 100%.
Oh!
For a couple minutes. I don't even care. It was so old, I was ready to get a new one. It would just get, for no reason, hot as balls. I'm like, you're going in the freezer.
Well, they're saying don't do that.
No, that's probably so bad for it.
I've never thought to do that. I wouldn't know what to do. Like,
I can't imagine how bad that was.
Even as like a computer nerd, I always liked the cooling methods people would do. Yeah. Like, you build a computer tower, ladies, try not to get too horny.
Okay, now stay with us here.
Try not to get too horny.
Stay with us here.
There's a lot of fans in these computer towers now. Like, it used to be in the 90s, you had the one fan, and that was cooling it. And then
keep that clear.
Yeah, keep that fan clear.
Keep that clear.
And then all these, like, you know, fellow computer nerds were adding more fans to their computer tower, and then you'd have, like, the top fan. That was a big deal. You're like, oh, it's got, like, a blowhole out the top. And
now makes it work better.
Yeah, now you look like Lottie just got a new PC. He's got, like, 150 fans on it.
So, like, I got, like, one fan and my laptop up there.
That one probably has two.
There's probably two little fans. The video games make me look like a robot.
Yeah, I don't think it's something's going on. I got to get you a new setup for. I might just have you use that portable camera that you
use. I'll
use
the portable camera. That is fine with
just
me.
Just have you use that because something's going on. But yeah, but then people would liquid cool their computers and that made you really cool. Ladies. Mm-hmm. The cooler, the better. So they'd have, like, liquid, and you'd be like, whoa, that's a liquid-cooled PC. Anyways, all of that to say, tech support people are saying, please don't put your computers, phones, laptops in the freezer. It causes condensation.
Yeah.
Condensation is moisture.
Yeah.
Moisture destroys phones.
Yeah.
So instead, they recommend taking your phone out of direct sunlight, shutting down all your apps, putting it down. Put it down for a little bit. Put it down for a little while.
Okay. That's my fault. I was taking my phone when I would get home, and then I would lay it in front of one of those sunbathing mirrors that ladies would hold in front of themselves in the 90s.
To get the sun under their face.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would put my phone in front of one of those outside. I should not have done that.
No, you should not.
Oh, hindsight.
Let it cool down naturally, they say. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I've never thought to put an electronic device in a refrigerator. Unlike Cody, who
immediate. I think that was like my immediate thought was, wow, this thing is hot as balls. Let's just set it in the freezer for like 2 seconds.
Can create condensation. So be careful, friends. Congrats, Memily. She won tickets to see that band. And good news, we got all next week to give away more tickets.
Damn right.
So be locked and loaded.
You know, not all of us have the Twitch machine.
Look at that. Hold on a second. There he shows up. Look at that. Metal lover. Cody. Right there in chat. Metal lover. Good morning. I won tickets to Five Finger Death Punch from you on Tuesday, but I don't believe I received any information about the pickup.
No, you left!
Do you? Metal lover. I need you to please listen. Please don't leave again. Please don't leave again, metal lover. Metal lover's in our chat right now. Metal lover won tickets on Tuesday and immediately disappeared, and I've been begging all week for metal lover's information.
Can I, honest to God, I was going to say, right before he gave those other ones away, I was going to go, you know, the second that we give these away, he's popping in.
I know. So look at the universe correcting us there. The universe saved us. Metal lover.
We're just busting your balls.
But, metal lover, don't leave. But, listen to me.
Dear God, listen to him.
Listen to what I'm saying. Text me your information. 315-364-109. 364-109 is where you text me your information. Please, for the love of God, do that.
Email.
I just literally need your name because they're right here. They're right here in the studio. I just need your name, and then you come to the studio to get them. Is he gone already?
No, he's right there.
Okay. All right. Please don't leave, metal lover. Please.
We love you.
Please don't leave.
We're glad you can get him.
I love seeing talent out in the real world. There's people out walking around with talent. There was an Atlanta Waffle House employee who's going viral for a rap. And I love, I don't know, you probably don't watch Ari at Home. Ari at Home is this streamer. He's a phenomenal musician, and he walks the streets of New York making up beats and stuff while he walks around and people just start rapping. Oh, and like just discovering the best rap ever.
Oh, okay. This is different than the kid who would spin the popcorn bucket and make it look cool when he put butter in it and stuff. Gotcha.
I like that guy too. A little different. I like that guy too.
A little different. Welcome to the Waffle House. You know we got options. You can get the all-star breakfast that comes with a waffle. Order a bacon and see in a pan of sauce. With toast and grits to get the hash brown with the top. Welcome to the Waffle where we got all of the options. 24/7, 365, low milk is popping. When everything else cold, it come to us, though we stay open. America's greatest diner still growing. Now, for those of you listening,
that's impressive.
He's just behind the counter rapping about Waffle House.
That's impressive.
That's a guy that loves his job. Yes, I'm the king of the Waffle when I'm on the grill. They call me Russell Rock. Tell me about the taste that you crave for the day. I'ma whip it up quick as you want it. Two eggs in the blender, the grease in the pot with a flick of the wrist while I'm I mean, Waffle House, give my guy a raise.
Yeah, or get him
give
in a
raise.
Get him on a commercial.
Yeah.
Get him a commercial. I've never been to a Waffle House.
I've been once. I went once in my life.
Damn. No, never mind.
AJ took me to one. I think there's one near Binghamton. That's the closest one to us. We don't really have any around here, do we?
I don't think so. I've been to Denny's. The Erie Boulevard. Denny's had Denny's Cops. Does that count?
Denny's Cops?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Cops.
Because it got so rowdy?
Yeah. Denny's Cops, bro. They were actually
after
cops.
After hours?
Yeah.
All right.
That was the spot, bro.
That's
we used to get so mad when you pull up and you'd forget that one day is the day that they're cleaning it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to go to Denny's and all of a sudden it's the one day they're cleaning stuff. Thanks, guys.
And we have a special guest in studio appearing all weekend over at your Napa Auto Parts Syracuse Nationals. Georgia is here. Hello, Georgia.
Hello, you guys.
Good
nice. Great to be here.
To meet you. Welcome. Is this your first time visiting Syracuse?
It is. It's my first time in New York in general.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
Oh, you came from British Columbia?
So I'm originally from British Columbia.
Okay.
Born and raised, and now I live in Southern California.
Oh, all right. Cool. So you're out on the West Coast.
West Coast. Always been on the West Coast. So I've been out east, like, you know, North Carolina, Florida, but never northeast.
What part of Southern California do you live in?
Riverside.
Okay, so we and my family just went to Southern California for the first time ever last year.
Yeah.
And this ties in because I've always loved lowrider culture, but I'm from New York and there's not a lot of lowriders in New York.
There's a few. Have you heard of the show? No.
Yeah, right? There's a few, but I only ever saw them in music videos.
Yeah.
Like I would see Ice Cube and Dre and all that stuff,
of
and
course.
I knew about them. So then last year, I'm sure you've met Badger over at the Nationals.
Yep.
He's like me. We're kids in the 90s, and we wanted to see lowriders. So he gets this whole lowrider experience going that you're involved in. So I start to see these cool lowriders. Last year, my family and I go out to Southern California, and it's all lowriders.
Yeah.
Like, there's
crazy.
Parades of lowriders. And I was like, I was texting Badger. I'm like, we're going to a Padres game, and there's like 50 lowriders just at the Padres game. Yeah. So you're in the right spot for lowriders.
You know what? It just made sense. I mean, my husband, he is from Southern California, born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
So he drugged me down there. But I used to come down all the time for car shows and things like that. And it made sense to be there in general as well, just because that's what I do. In BC, I had my lowrider car, and that's where I built it
mm-hmm.
and the whole work. So it got shipped down to Southern California with me. And that's just the heart of it all.
Yeah, it's kind of the most beautiful place in the country. Sorry, New Yorkers.
Are you from here originally?
I'm born and raised in New York.
And you love California.
I've never been. I hate beaches. I don't like the beach.
Is that a beach guy?
We stayed in Oceanside, and we stayed in...
that's all beach.
It's all beach, and I loved it. For the first time ever, I loved the beach in Southern California.
We're turning him.
It's a different vibe.
A beach guy.
It's a little bit of a different vibe,
you know?
Yep.
I'm gritty New York, snow, cold, all that, and I've never liked the beach, and my whole family, I sat on the beach for days. I loved it down there. It's like the perfect part of the country.
Yeah, you're just chilling. And you know what? You have a little bit of everything out there from... not just within the car culture, but, you know, you got mountains, you got ocean, you got desert. You can pick and choose where you want to be and how you want to spend your time. And there's a little bit of something for everyone.
We're talking to Georgia. She's going to be down at the Nationals all weekend long. So what is your story? How do you get into the car world from British Columbia down to Southern California?
Oh, my gosh. So I did not come from a custom car family at all. My dad, obviously, he loves cars and, you know, just like any family, like, you know, you see a cool car, oh, that's cool or whatever. Yeah. But where I'm from in BC, it's called Langley. Mm-hmm. It has quite a car mecca. So there's lots of hot rodding and things like that going on. And there is a little lowrider scene. And I used to see the cars all the time. Mm-hmm. But I never really had the opportunity to get into it. I grew up on a farm. I was mm-hmm. riding horses and whatnot. And then my later teens, I ended up having the opportunity to drive an old Lincoln. And it was on some wire wheels. It didn't have any hydraulics or anything. But mm-hmm. I was like, wow, like, I need to do this.
Yeah.
This is sick.
Yeah.
And I was always into art and like the low riding definitely has this like really art.
It does.
Roots.
I
like,
love
you,
it.
You know, putting your creativity into your ride and you know how it's an expression of yourself. It really drew me in. And then also, you know, growing up on the farm and riding horses, horses are very, 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 very expensive. Like people look at cars and they're like, oh, cars. I was like, no, horses are a lot worse.
Yeah.
So cars essentially took over for horses for me that need to, you know, do all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And working with my hands and being able to learn something I didn't necessarily know. And it was still like gritty, but you can make it beautiful.
Yeah.
And it just felt really empowering to be able to create something and express myself within a car.
And how is that like acceptance? I'm sure like, you know, as an attractive woman coming into the car world, do people kind of poo-poo you? Like, you're just trying to be a hot chick on car posters.
I get a lot of like people that don't believe it at first. And then like you have to prove it to them.
Sure.
Which is unfortunate.
You shouldn't have
in some ways, because we were actually talking about this yesterday is a gentleman came up and he said, he's like, oh, like you build these cars? And I was like, yeah, like this is my car.
Yeah.
Like in one of the photos, like this is my car
mm-hmm.
and this is my truck and this is what I built. And he's like, and I was like, yeah, like I help, like it takes a team to build any car.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like I, there are people that are a lot better at things than I am. And I learned new stuff every day, but he really questioned it. And I said to my husband, I said, like, if you were standing here and you're selling your merch for your t-shirt company mm-hmm. or whatever, no man's going to walk up to you and question whether or not it's really unfortunate that it has to be that way. And it's becoming less that it gets questioned.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many cool, badass women in this industry, and they're feeling comfortable and confident to get out there and be a part of it and do it and put themselves out there, which is awesome. Like you don't have to, you know, you can be cute and wear a dress, but still go and get grease on your nails.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to fit into one stereotype and you can be them all and you can do everything. You can do it all.
Yeah.
Honestly. So, yeah, it's becoming more and more normalized, but there always still is that little bit of a stigma of, no way, you can't. No, there's no way that you actually are into this or anything like that.
It's changing. The times are changing,
hopefully. It's definitely changing, which is super cool.
We're talking to Georgia. She is at the Lowrider Experience over there at the Expo. It's at the Horticulture Building or the Great New York State Fairgrounds.
Yes.
What do we think about the Nationals?
Your
first time to New York. You've heard a lot about the Syracuse Nationals, but now you're here. What do you think?
It's honestly, like you said, I have heard so much about it, and everybody would tell me, you need to come to this show. It's so big. And so then it really sets the bar high when you hear so many good things about a show.
Yeah.
You're like, oh man, like this is it. If it's not like you go to shows and you people tell you that it's really great. And then you show up and you're like, yeah, this is a good show, but Syracuse is massive.
Yes, it is.
Honestly, it's one of the biggest shows I think I have ever been to.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it has such an incredible variety of vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trucks, cars,
everything.
You know, everything. And in between, you name it, it's there. Like the weird, the wonderful, the stock, the everything is there. And it's just, there's something for everyone.
And I was telling Georgia before that this was like, I mean, there's like a handful of people that work at the Nationals.
Yeah.
But it's just this car club culture that puts this thing together. These people volunteer in this section. It all just kind of comes together through car club culture.
It's absolutely incredible. Like, just the people that they want to support each other mm-hmm. and put this on. And if it isn't for those people and for people continuing to show up every single year, mm-hmm. like it wouldn't be what it is. And it's like they just started putting on the Lowrider building mm-hmm. at this show, and it's new. It's the second year yeah. for it. And the people that are coming to it, like it has, it's not massive part of the show yet,
yeah.
but it's growing. And they're like, oh, it even has more numbers than last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By those people choosing to show up and then other people seeing it, it's just going to keep growing and getting yeah. bigger and bigger and bigger. Because what a cool event,
it's
guys.
A super fun event. Today's going to be a beautiful day. Get out there, see the cars, wander the Nationals. You can probably not see it all in one day. So
there's no way.
Make
there's
it
no
a couple
way.
Days.
Wear your sunscreen, get your walking shoes, yeah. and drink some water.
And go see George over in the Horticulture Building.
Come see me. Come say hi.
Great to meet you both. Thank you for
so
coming.
So great.
And
thank you for having me.
Noon to 2, stop by Hidden Gardens.
Oh.
911 North Salina Street, right over there in the city of Syracuse. Cody right and I will be guest bud tenders tomorrow from noon
right
to 2. Please stop by and see us, as they got a lot of great deals. They got food trucks. They got brands on site telling
lots.
You all about the products. A lot of brands.
Yeah, they said a lot of vendors.
Good. There's a lot of space over there?
Yes.
You said it was really big?
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Plenty of space. We can be anywhere.
A lot of room for activities, you're saying?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So we'll be there noon to 2 tomorrow. We'd love it if you stopped by and checked out the brand new Hidden Gardens.
Is that how?
William Shatner's 95 years old. Okay.
Wow. That's...
And I say that for a couple of reasons. First of all, that's an old man. That's a very old man.
Yeah.
Yet he still looks great. I've heard he's kind of a dick. Is he a dick? I don't know.
I think he's just weird, right?
He's just that, quirky.
That, like, you two.
Yeah.
Talk like this. All
but
the
back
time.
In the 90s... Oh. As someone who was a huge Ben Folds 5 fan in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
Ben Folds did an album with William Shatner back in the 90s, which was weird. It was Fear of Pop or something, whatever it was.
See, I very much disliked Star Trek. So
I didn't care about Star Trek.
But I almost disliked it. It was too...
I just understood that William Shatner is like, he's a bit. Like now he's just a bit.
But he was a terrible actor then. Oh,
but then George Takei says
that he was trying to fight me.
George Takei said he was a dick, so I believe George.
I have heard that, yeah, because he bought his own hype. Like he thought he was the ish because back then.
So apparently, why are you bringing up William Shatner? Because apparently he has a metal album and he's playing at Chicago's Riot Fest this year. He's 95, man.
So what's he gonna do? See, but it's just gonna be like
he's doing music again,
metal music. But then he's just, I'm sitting on the stage and doing metal music. Like what?
I don't know,
what
and I'm
doing?
Afraid to play any of it because it might have cursing in it.
Oh, please! If it does, we'll just leave it.
All right, let me see.
Don't even dump it.
Do I have it? Is it
if
on
William
Apple
Shatner
music?
Is dropping F bombs?
William.
Let's see. What's the band called?
I can't say it.
It's a swear?
Yeah, it's the F word.
His
William Shatner and
name?
The Blankers, yeah.
The Effers?
Yeah.
Really? That's
yeah.
Okay. So maybe they see swears almost immediately.
Is this something? Hold on, what is this?
I don't know. I don't think it's real. There's no way.
Spirits of the burning sky.
It's...
Where angels are torn apart and mankind...
So it's like this metal.
Reduced to
and
ash.
Then it's gonna be... Like
the world you cherished.
Oh yeah, he did host that Unexplained show for a while too.
It'd be like Dragon Force type music.
A prophet of flame emerges, crowned in radiation, wrapped in the stench of death. He is the breaker of nations, the blight upon the earth, the voice that speaks in fire. And thunder, tremble. For the nuclear messiah has come.
That's your boy.
That's terrible.
Yeah, Katie says, all I can think of is the end of Miss Congeniality.
Right?
All right. That was the song.
Sorry, Bill. That ain't it, bud.
He's performing at Riot Fest. I don't want to wish harm on the man, but at 95, doing an outdoor festival, I don't know if that's the best idea.
No, it's dumb, and that was terrible, and it sounded terrible, and it was stupid, and it's a stupid concept, and it's dumb.
But I'll tell you what.
How about that?
And I'm sure they did this on purpose because it's going to get publicity.
Yeah.
But his backstage writer for the festival is either intentionally hilarious or unintentionally hilarious. For example, he requires his dressing room to be called Shatner's Shag Shack. He would like 4 feet of Polish sausage. He would like a Montreal Canadiens hockey sweater signed by John Stamos.
Oh, perfect.
8 pallets of Faygo, not to be shared with Insane Clown Posse, who are on the show as well.
Oh, my God.
1 pair of white socks, 1 pair of underwear. An assortment of adoptable puppies from a reputable nonprofit, so that's good. Bowl of sauerkraut ready to eat. And a bouquet of flowers in a vase, okay?
No. I don't, my brain just wasn't wrapping itself around all of those words.
He demands that,
that has to be a joke.
It has to be a joke just to get attention, because that's all silly. He also demands fire breathers, an intro by the band Guar, and a transportation from a DeLorean instead of a golf cart.
Okay.
So it's all a joke.
Yes. But I could see him being all pissed off
if nothing happens.
If there wasn't a bouquet of flowers or something.
At 95, Shatner will be the oldest performer at Riot Fest by a lot. Second oldest is Iggy Pop, who just turned 79.
Ew, he's still doing stuff.
He's still doing it. He got lust
for
life.
He's weird.
He's got a lust for life.
Because now his body
is decaying.
And it looks like like a pudgy newborn baby body.
Yeah.
Because it's all like weird and shriveled and that little pot belly.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, look at your cute little wrinkles. Nope, that's an adult man.
Man, oh man.
Very weird. No, that, because I agree with Buddy. I hate everything you just said.
I know, right?
Everything.
Hey, if you
want
to see Guar, Endless Fires Fest coming to Sharky's.
I mean, there
Guar
you go.
Guar will be there.
They're not
they
intro.
They do put on a hell of a show.
They're not going to intro.
They're not going to intro Bill Shatner, but.
Well, they'll be there.
But if you want to head to Chicago, you can see Riot Fest coming up in September. We will be out at the brand new Hidden Gardens tomorrow from noon to 2, 911 North Salina Street.
Gotta find us.
Gotta find us. We'll be hidden in plain sight.
Eventually, that place, as it progresses, is going to have the coolest like setup of... It's going to be, it looks like a Alice in Wonderland garden type thing.
I saw the tree, cool. Like the trees inside and stuff. That's cool.
So it's good. Very, very cool vibe. Very cool
it's
vibe.
A fun vibe. Yep. Tomorrow from noon to 2, we'll be there. Of course, you can stop in anytime. They're open late, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m.
Yep. That place needed a nice little spot like that.
So I'll start this next story by reminding you that Adam Sandler is worth $440 million.
Wobbity-doo!
And you'd think that when he needs information, he would have access to that information. He's visiting Nantucket last week.
Does he know a guy?
I knew a guy from Nantucket. And he likes to play basketball. It's not a bit. He loves to play basketball.
Yes, he does.
And photos started going viral of him like posing with people at the basketball court, like a public basketball court. Well, he didn't know where to play basketball, so he called the police non-emergency line and asked. That audio just got released of Adam Sandler calling about where to play basketball.
Dude.
Right?
Nantucket Public Safety, this line is recorded.
Hi. How are you? I'm visiting your island right now, and I was wondering if you could answer a question. I like to play basketball. Is there any outdoor courts where people play?
At least he's thinking.
Off the top of my head, there's only one I can think of outside, and
Google
I'm not
it.
Even sure if it's available to the public right now, but it's behind the Muse on Bacchus Lane.
Okay, thank you. I'll check it out.
All right, you're welcome. All right, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's the non-emergency line, so fine. But also, you can't Google basketball court near me?
Yeah, that's just a kind of a weird...
He ended up going to the one the guy referenced. He was at Bacchus Lane Basketball Court in Nantucket on July 6th.
All right.
After marrying Travis and...
But just, it... Yeah, right, he did that.
Travis and Taylor, he went up to play basketball. Yeah, he never mentioned Adam Sandler.
No, you could tell it was...
Yeah, he's like, hey.
But...
And like, when the cop was like, I don't know if it's open to public. For $1 million?
I was, how about the driver to do a little bit of cash for you?
What if I give you
$1 million?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, congratulations. He found a basketball court.
You could almost hear the uh-oh in his voice when the guy was like, Nantucket, safety, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, uh-oh. Maybe they rerouted me to... Because, you know what I mean? Like, I get why, you know, non-emergency, but I still feel like those are for like, hey, you know... No big deal,
there's
but...
There's a weird car over here,
yeah,
that kind of
yeah,
thing. He's
not,
just calling for information.
Not, where can I play basketball?
Where can I do the...
I love the basketball.
Where can I do the shooty hoops?
Where can I live above the rim?
All the smoke is getting yeah. in. Good morning, this is K-Rock.
It definitely is.
Happy Friday.
You guys got to be careful of that, man.
What?
Just being outside. When
I know.
Today we're good. We're good today.
I don't know if we're good, but it's better. If you have heart or lung issues, probably still stay indoors today. But
the amount of people I watched... Yesterday, just it's not a conspiracy theory.
No, they really didn't want. They were mad about it.
I just saw so many people that you'd either that or you see online those couple people that again are much smarter.
Yeah,
than not definitely not the dumbest people that were in exactly. from your high school
school of hard knocks people.
But just being like out in this stuff every day, you don't have to worry about it once or twice a year.
All right,
it's like we get it. You're the most outside badass that's ever existed.
Until you're diagnosed with lung cancer in 5 years. So
like it's not a...
All right, fine. Do it. Honestly, I gave up trying to convince people anything years ago. No, so do what you're going
to
do.
No excuse to try to get us to wear masks. Saw that one.
No, dude. You got it.
No. Canada was
fire. He's speaking truth. This is actually been a deep state conspiracy.
They've been waiting to do this for months.
They've been trying to work on this. I told you yesterday show.
Lighting Canada on fire for months.
They lit Canada on fire
months ago.
Justin Trudeau did this as an attempt to get us back indoors. The pandemic didn't work, so they're doing this. And if you do go outdoors, you will get explosive diarrhea from the lettuce. So,
yeah, that's all on the right.
I know. I've stopped trying to convince
Canada was on fire and it burned our faces. That's it.
It happened. A Florida man was caught on camera in the back of a cop car.
I didn't want to be in the back of a cop car.
Trying to ditch his pee bag and Whizinator. Why? At that point, you've already been busted.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Leave it there?
Sometimes you got to take drug tests, and sometimes you might not pass that drug test. So you got to get either fake pee or you got to borrow someone's pee.
I don't think I ever passed any drug test.
I'm never to take a drug test.
A couple of
years. I don't want to work anywhere that would drug test me, to be honest.
No.
Annoying. And then sometimes it gets even more serious where they stare at your wiener when you do it, which is wild.
Nice. I don't hate that.
There's sometimes they do it where there's like three people in the room.
Remember, we got to come in, if it's for like
to make sure you're not faking it.
Yep.
The Whizinator is a fake wiener.
It looks like a pee-pee.
It looks like a pee-pee, so it doesn't look like you're faking it.
It's done by pee-pee.
All right.
What is this stuff?
What is it?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
James, I have you on video pulling out a pee bag out of your pants, okay? I'm not stupid. I clean this car every day. I'm responsible for what is in this car.
That's what I mean.
I'm frustrated because I asked you if you have anything on your person.
I don't.
Okay? You did.
Yeah, you're lying. I did. Not
so if you want to go down the rabbit hole of lying and see where this ends up, I'm more than happy to do it.
That's not my pee bag or my weenie.
But right, like, it's the cops.
That's my...
You know what I mean? Like they,
that's not my wiener or my pee bag. No, I don't know where that came from.
That's your wiener and pee bag, sorry.
That's been in this car the whole time. From noon to 2, we will be guest bud tenders at the all-new Hidden Gardens in... Well, it's Syracuse, but it's the north side of Syracuse.
It's like that little Italy type
nice
area,
spot.
If you will.
911 North Salina Street. Very easy to remember.
That's the easiest address, I think, you're
going
to get.
Food trucks, giveaways, freebies.
You guys know how those vendors work.
They're very friendly. They like to take care of you. So come on down.
Yeah.
See the vendors, see the food trucks, see your boys. We'll be. I think so. And as long as we're talking of... the wacky weeds, if you will.
Yo, I like
53-pound Labrador.
Uh-oh.
Had to be airlifted off of a mountain in Scotland because it accidentally consumed cannabis on a family hike.
What?
Got too stoned. It couldn't come down.
So, where were they hiking?
It was in Scotland.
Just pick them up.
They were 53 pounds. You can't.
I mean,
I don't think I could carry 53 pounds on a mountain.
I don't know. Depends on, I guess, the people hike in weird spots, but.
And it was.
I mean.
And I know, I've never hiked while high. I don't hike.
I love doing stuff
you
outside
love
high like that.
High, yeah.
That's the best.
I've never done that. I'm still too nervous to do that.
Oh, walking around high in nature. Oh, God.
It is your favorite.
Oh, it's so fun.
I'm just too nervous there's going to be an emergency. And like, what if I break my leg and I'm just high with a broken leg? He's a black lab, 5-year-old black lab named Tokyo.
I just carry him out.
Apparently, they obviously had some cannabis on them. The dog must have ate it. Got drowsy, drifting in and out of consciousness.
It's a heavier dog. If you've got to, if you've got to go down some weird spots,
man.
I guess.
Wow. They knew. What?
I'm just laughing at the situation.
They knew that the dog was high.
Yeah.
Not only because of the consciousness,
yeah,
but because then the dog farted and it smelled like weed.
Yep.
They go, oh, yep, boy. Okay.
Just got to let your dog ride that out, man.
Tokyo is fine, fully, yep, recovered. Vets, yep, believe she just ate a discarded edible or contaminated waste she found, ooh, on the trail.
Jeez.
So maybe it wasn't even these, their,
yeah, it was just
weed. It
could
have been somebody else's weed.
Threw a brownie on the ground or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just crazy. That's just a wild. I mean, I get, you know, but like, where are you hiking with your dog that it's that terrain? That just, yeah, seems a little dangerous.
53 pounds. They said it started to rain, so maybe that prevented them from carrying the dog, maybe, down. But
even, again, like, isn't that a little dangerous?
Do labs like to
is it
hike?
Is it scaling rocks like a sheep?
Yeah. Can they do that? Oh, you know, can they do that?
You know what I mean? Jughead used to, if you give
be
him
able to climb a
if
hill?
You give him a boost up into like a tree, he would start climbing the tree. He could.
He learned it from his dad.
Yeah, he could figure some stuff out.
He learned it. He watched you climbing trees for no reason whatsoever.
He'll hop right up in there. But I bet some of them are real good at it. Have you ever seen like that? Those funny old memes, the pictures of,
mm-hmm,
don't worry, these are my dogs, they're perfectly fine, but it's like that crazy big tree that's in that person's yard and they're,
yes,
like chihuahuas are on the branches.
That's hilarious.
Like over the fence. They're like, yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, Gris, I don't know who pays for that. I don't know. Do I get a bill for an airlift from a helicopter?
I wonder. Because I wonder if it's like the, like, you know, that beach in, like, was it like Michigan or something? Like, hey, you go all the way down there, it's really hard to get back up. If you make someone come get you, you pay the bill.
Oh, I didn't know about that. No.
It's some like beach dune where it's like a steep.
They're saying don't go down there. And if you get stuck down there, you got to pay.
If you require assistance,
wow,
you are paying the bill for it.
Well, you're getting a helicopter bill, yeah, for sure.
Well, like, what's that dog? That probably had to be the most confusing thing all
time. Because you're high and you're swinging in the air? That makes you never want to do drugs again.
Oh, God. Lesson learned.
Cody, we will get into your 90s at 9.
Yeah,
we'll do a little.
End of the week here.
World Cup final, bud.
Got your first victory yesterday at the buzzer. Mbappe at the buzzer.
You guys, I'm so proud of myself. I actually beat him yesterday on Football Club 26. Mbappe for the game winner.
Literally at the buzzer. The next kickoff, I kicked it, and it immediately blew the whistle.
Here is your schedule of events, campers.
There's a bunch going on. A
lot going on as today. Well, we're going to get into your gaming stream right now. Player final. What are the teams again? Give me the teams. Argentina and who?
Argentina and Spain.
Heads, I'm Spain. Tails, I'm Argentina. Yes, I'm Argentina.
Oh, that was good. Good, good. I want to be Yamal.
All right. I'll be Argentina.
Got to get to my revenge.
We will play our game in our gaming stream. Gaming stream powered by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan.
That was powered by a burrito.
And then tomorrow, noon to 2... you're going to come see us over at Hidden Gardens, hidden in plain sight, 911 North Salina Street in Syracuse. Come stay with us.
Yeah, come see all the cool stuff.
Come see all the good stuff, and we'll be your guest bud tenders for the afternoon.
And with the amount of vendors and stuff, you'll probably walk away with some things.
Yeah, it'll be worth your time. Yeah. It'll be worth your time. They're going to have food trucks, giveaways, all kinds of goodies tomorrow. Right now, the radio side, we're going to kick off a 90s at 9 a couple minutes
here
early, but
go.
Get you into it for Friday, baby.
Friday. Get out of work a little early.
90s at 9 starts with some folk implosion. It's K-Rock.